On today's episode of the Natty Boys podcast, we talk about the NCAA's recent ruling against Louisville men's basketball and the pending FBI investigation that could send shockwaves through the entire college basketball world. A Russian Olympic athlete gets busted for doping in probably the one sport where PEDs have no impact, and a Hungarian skier from America hustles her way to a spot at the Olympics. We find out that Hefe is a sociopath that likes burgers without cheese, and he has no idea how to order food at a drive-thru. Finally, we wrap things up with a fantasy draft of our all-time favorite fast food menu items. Enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Natty Boys Podcast, presented by Mill Iron Sports.
All right, welcome to the Natty Boys Podcast. Today is Friday, February 23rd, and Louisville is no longer the 2013 Men's National Champion.
Nope, never happened.
Never happened.
Erased from history.
I've seen the recurring joke all over the place on Twitter, on a couple of different radio shows and podcasts I've listened to. So congratulations, Kevin Ware, your leg never snapped in half.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I was wondering if that was the same year.
It was. Yep. He was. Gosh, he tweeted like something about how he still has that big ass ring.
Yeah.
So it like vacating wins is was so fucking dumb. The NCAA sucks. I mean,
the only thing it does is it delays coaches getting to milestones. That's the only thing. Or schools getting to milestones. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't take away. Like I've heard it a couple different places today too, where they're saying, you know, are these guys and are all these fans gonna sit back and say, oh man, it was cool when we won the title in 2013. It's a bummer that it doesn't count anymore.
Yeah.
Like, no, they still won that title.
I just imagine, like, Will Smith from Men in Black, like, blanking our memories of those years so that we don't blanking all Louisville fans. The other thing that I would like to say is that while we're vacating things, I'd like to vacate, like, 5 or 6 years off my life so that it doesn't hurt when I wake up in the morning.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'd take that for sure. Yeah.
Figure out a way to do that.
Yeah. I'd like to be back at 25, please.
If you find a way, let me know.
The one thing I thought was funny, I guess, or interesting, whatever, this was the first time that a team's had a national championship vacated in basketball. It's,
I would have.
So there's been like Final Four visits, but no national champions. So,
And
I know
UNC,
the Buckeyes had their Final Four visit back in like 99 or whatever.
Oh, yeah, all because vacated. Of what's his name trying to make sure that the guy's family in Africa actually had, like, food on the table or something.
Right, yep.
Yeah.
What was his
Ken
name?
Was it Ken Johnson?
No. It was, the coach was Jim O'Brien.
Jim O'Brien. I almost wanted to say John O'Brien, which I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a restaurant chain somewhere, John O'Brien's.
Maybe. If not, he will found it.
Yeah. Opening soon.
John O'Brien's.
Get your poutine at John O'Brien's in Canada.
The other joke I've seen is about, like, the tattoo that Patino got on the back of his shoulder with the, like, does he have to get that removed now or how does that?
He should.
Yeah. I mean, it is just an L on his back and he definitely is taking some right now.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of just the solid black covering over it with a tattoo.
Yeah.
I know I saw Mac, the Sons of Anarchy route and get the acid or have it cut off.
I think you give him his options.
Yeah.
I think, or put it all on the line for Louisville this year, which I don't feel bad not knowing. Is Louisville even any good this year in basketball?
They're okay. They're 18-9. They're playing Duke right now. I'm watching it on ESPN.
Yeah, they're losing last I checked.
But I think if they win this year, he just turns that 3 into an 8. Problem solved. Even though he's not the coach.
Yeah, seriously. And I like now, he came out and said that Louisville should consider suing the NCAA over this. Because he said basically it's not fair for the players. And like what? Like we said, who really gives a shit? Like it's not like it affects the players. Like it's not like they have to, you know, take 2013 NCAA champion out of their Facebook profile or whatever kids are using these days.
Yeah.
Although I would put it past the NCAA to actually be checking that. Like, I know it was not going to happen, but I could see the NCAA actually paying somebody like $100,000 a year to make sure that nobody's using that 2013 championship on any sort of, you know, like form, like recruiting merchandise. Right. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And so the scandal that got Patino fired was different than the one that they actually had to vacate the wins for. So this one they vacated the wins for was the whole recruiting sex parties they had with the strippers or prostitutes or whatever. And I think Patino still claims to this day that he had no idea that that was going on. He kind of...
He maintains that he's ran a clean program.
Yeah, and he kind of indirectly, like, tried to take responsibility while still making it seem like he didn't have nothing to do with it by saying, yeah, it is my responsibility because I hired the guys that ultimately right. did this, but
right.
he's not owning up to any direct responsibility. And I think when this first happened, I just, if he truly didn't know this was going on, he should have known that this was going on.
Right.
So yeah. Either way,
I mean, it's his responsibility for sure.
Yeah.
I think the truth then lies somewhere in the middle where he it may have been hidden from him in a way from his staff by his staff just saying like, it's better if Rick doesn't know about this. But I'm sure that he knew something was going on, or he gave the orders of whatever it's going to take to get these kids, do it. I don't want to know about it. So I don't know that he was next. I like to think that he was, you know, flipping through the yellow pages, calling every hooker in Louisville, trying to.
Funny to think about. Yeah.
But I don't think that it was really that bad. Yeah.
The way that most of these NCAA coaches are, they are control freaks. And that's why they've gotten as far as they have in coaching. Right. And to not know that this is going on in your program is, for one, it's negligent. And for two, it's almost impossible that you don't know that something like this is happening.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. Especially, like we said, this is a basketball team. So you're looking at, you know, 10, 15, maybe 20 guys that you really have to keep an eye on. Whereas a football team, I get it, because you've got over 100 guys at some of these bigger programs. It's hard to keep tabs on everybody. For a basketball program, it really shouldn't be that difficult. And you know, he's responsible one way or another, whether he knew about it or he didn't.
Right.
And I've all seen of these schools, all of these schools have compliance departments designated to that, too, to keep you within the rules. So I just don't buy it that he had no idea. There's just no way with the involvement that there is with the NCAA and compliance that there's just no way.
Sure.
But the FBI scandal that Woody was talking about, they say that this is going to take down a lot of major, like, blue chip programs.
Yeah.
And this could be a blessing in the long run. It may completely change the way that schools have to go about recruiting, the rules that are going to get changed to maybe modernize the recruiting a little bit. Like, I forget who it was that was just talking about it. I think it might've been Johnny Manziel was talking about it. Or there was somebody recently on one of the podcasts that we listened to, where they're not even allowed, it can be a recruiting violation if they reach out to a high school kid and just say, like, holy cow, that was a cool play. Like, I think it was a kid that had a viral.
Was it Manziel?
Yeah, he was getting emails from the Texas Tech guys or Texas A&M guys saying, hey, like, you can't be doing this. This is a recruiting violation. He's not even with the program in any capacity.
Yeah, and I think all he did was just say, like, holy cow, that was an awesome play, right? Like, it wasn't anything like, hey, can't wait to see you in maroon or whatever color they call it.
Yeah. It's almost as dumb as some of the, like, NBA tampering stuff that's recently gone on.
Yeah.
Like, all that, like, Magic Johnson got fined, like, $500,000 a couple weeks ago for saying that Giannis is a great player and is going to bring Milwaukee a championship.
That's
like literally what he said, and he got fined for saying that. That's tampering because you're trying to get him to come to L.A. What?
Did you? Did you see Mark Cuban got fined like $500,000 for saying
$600,000?
I think it was for saying the Mavericks should tank.
Yep. All right. He's got bigger things to worry about right now.
He does. Some of the shit that's gone down there. Apparently they've had sex parties there too, which I haven't investigated this very much, but. Yeah, some of the culture of the Dallas Mavericks has been pretty bad recently, according to some reports that are coming out.
I have this weird, like, feeling towards Cuban where I like the guy generally because he is kind of the big F you. I've got my money. Like, I can't say he, you know, he earned his money in like an old fashioned way. Like he built a tech company that got bought by what, Yahoo Sports? Is that who?
Yeah,
I
think. Yeah.
Yahoo. Mm-hmm. So I mean, yeah, he's. It's not like he was one of those guys that just worked up, pinched every penny, saved and scratched. I mean, he did build something from scratch, but it also got bought out for billions of dollars or whatever it was.
Right.
Yeah. So, his net but worth I do
is like $3.8 billion or something. Yeah. Revel so tweeted today.
I like that aspect of it, but he also is a blowhard. Like he seems to always stick his neck out in like conversations that don't need his voice.
Yeah.
Whether mm-hmm. it's, you know, other teams doings like sports, like he's gone after the NFL before. And a lot of that's sour grapes because he wasn't able to get an NFL team.
Right.
So he things like that.
Turtle and over it, an entourage.
He did. Exactly. But I can't wait to see him crash and burn on this for some reason. This is that thing that I'm like, because I feel like he's taking a holier-than-thou approach
right.
in a lot of the most recent, like, you know, the whatever movement we're in this month. And that's not to take away from any of the movements that are going on, but it seems like every month there's something else where a bunch of celebrities are coming out
right.
and voicing their opinion on. And he's always involved in every single one of them. So to see him get bitten in the ass by something like this, I think it's going to be... At the least, it's going to be entertaining.
Yeah, my favorite Mark Cuban is Shark Tank Mark Cuban anyway.
Yeah, I do like Shark Tank Mark Cuban.
So that Mac had written a blog about Shark Tank earlier this year, and I'd never watched the show before. And then I think it was last week. I think it's on MSNBC or CNBC, and they've been...
Whatever, they just marathon it.
Right.
After the Olympics, they've been putting him on, and I actually, like... It just came on one day after I was watching the Olympics, and I like last week my wife and I started watching a couple episodes of it, and I got hooked on it. So
yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah,
very. Good
it's show. Pretty much the same thing over and over again, but I enjoy watching it.
Yeah,
I almost bought some insoles online that were on the Shark Tank. They like redistribute the weight.
Yeah,
they and I have lots of weight to redistribute, but I mean they brought out a bowling ball or something and were dropping it on top of a piece of glass to show that it wouldn't shatter the glass and it distributes the weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started reading more and more and people were like, "Yeah, this is kind of a scam." It distributes weight, but it doesn't really help your feet or legs or anything.
Right.
But I mean, there's some things on there like, obviously it's not my money, but if I had Mark Cuban money, I think I'd be throwing $100,000 at everything.
I know,
like shit, Yep. I'll give you $100,000 if you just give me free product for a year. Some of that stuff.
I know. But getting back to the FBI investigation in college basketball, you know, Mac was saying that they basically said this is going to cause major changes throughout all of the NCAA, not just basketball. But they're saying that of the 16 teams that they listed on the NCAA tournament like preview show a while back, almost half of those teams have to be worried about, you know, having their eligibility affected, or if it doesn't come out before that, having any appearances or wins vacated. So I'm curious to see if any of the three Ohio teams are impacted there, because like we talked about last week, UC, Xavier, and Ohio State are all three in that top 16. So I don't know if they'll get hit with this or not. But
one thing that does scare me, and I'm sure, DB, you've thought about this yourself, the Mick Cronin, Rick Pitino connection.
Yep.
I don't know that.
I don't like that.
They know a lot of the same people. I don't think that Mick or Rick ever got together. I don't think they ever got together and were like, hey, this is how we're going to scam the system.
Yeah.
But I feel like they might know a lot of the same people that were doing the same type of things for recruits.
Right.
But looking at it, though, there's not been that many big recruits come through since he with Mick Cronin. Where you're like, how the hell did they land this guy?
Right. Yeah. Most of their guys are 3 or 4 star guys that they end up developing. Right.
Exactly. They play for their 3 years. The last
5-star guy we had was Lance Stevenson.
Yeah.
And that was.
We saw how that.
Yeah. He was, and that he was our last one and doneer, I think.
Did he come in under Mick? I feel like he was so long ago.
I think he did, but I'm not 100%.
Yeah, he had to have been because.
He did, yeah.
He did. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
I think. And this would be another thing. I don't know who I'd want to see taken down more, Xavier or Duke. But Xavier might be a little worried too because Sean Miller out in Arizona had been brought up in some of this stuff earlier on.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of his assistants, well, guess where he came from?
Yep.
Yeah.
Xavier. So, I mean, not saying that Chris Mack was the one doing any of this stuff, but if they can pin some of those things on Xavier from, you know, 5, 6, or 10 years ago, whenever it was, like they're going to have to deal with it too. It doesn't matter who the coach is now.
Yeah, and that's where I kind of think that, at least personally, I feel like Ohio State's probably okay, just because for everything I hear, Thad Matta always kept things above board with that type of stuff, and supposedly Chris Holtman's the same way, but then again, I mean, you're not going to have anybody out there saying, oh yeah, he's you know, he has
buying cars and strippers left and right.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm sure there's going to be some pretty big shocks when this comes out, but I don't know when they expect something to come out, and I don't know how much of this is just, I don't know. I guess we don't know how legit this even is, if there really is this big widespread, you know, scandal. Or I saw one person speculating that this is more kind of a ploy on the FBI's part to get people to flip by saying, oh, yeah, we've got all these teams dead to rights. So if you turn over now and start telling us what you know, we can go easier on you. So we'll
see. It is the FBI at the end of the day. So who knows?
Right, exactly.
So that's the one thing that I was going to say is that, with the FBI, normally where there's smoke, there's fire. So if it is happening with these teams, I believe it. And they're not going to charge you until they have a 100% case against you. So they're either trying to build their cases still, like Whit was saying, and trying to get people to flip right now, or you know they're getting close to releasing some of this stuff, which I really have no idea. I haven't seen a timeline either about when this stuff's supposed to come out.
Well, if we're going to stay in the happenings of the FBI, Russia's got a scandal on their hands, too.
Yep, that's right.
But this time, it doesn't have anything to do with emails or servers that went missing. It is a syringe in the booty.
Yeah, so the Russians curling team, the mixed doubles curling team, the guy on the team, I guess, tested positive for meldonium, which is a performance-enhancing drug that I guess kind of helps with endurance. And from what I was reading, it seems like it's a pretty common PED over in Eastern Europe. So it sounds like it's nothing new. And obviously, Russia's no stranger to PED scandals. That's why they aren't competing in the Olympics as Russia. So
I've seen Rocky IV.
Yeah, exactly. Rocky IV, dude.
But just the whole fact that you're getting busted for PEDs and fucking curling is just so absurd to me.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of endurance do you... I mean, no offense to the American curler, but
I mean,
he looks like one of us.
Oh, who are you talking about? Matt Hamilton?
Yeah, he looks like one of us. Like,
is it his wife or sister?
Sister. Matt Hamilton?
Yeah,
it's his sister.
You give me a summer, I could figure out how to like curl. I might pull a hamstring pushing the rock, but
you need a summer to learn a winter sport.
That's right.
Exactly, dude. You got to prepare for next year.
On Twitter, the USA curling team's Twitter account like tweeted out a link to find curling clubs in your area. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to get a Mill Iron Sports curling team going. So
I'm not even shitting you. I'd 100% be behind that.
Oh, yeah. I would too, for sure.
I mean,
I've seen all of you mop. We got this. Oh, yeah. Like,
So the only thing that I could see where like the endurance would come into play is when you're like using the broom, because I mean, because you know how the curling team, I mean, curlers have wild sex parties too.
It's the only way to get more curlers is if the other curlers get together.
Exactly.
There's only one way in and out of curl club.
But I could see that kind of wearing you out when they're rubbing the broom on the ice to get the friction down, get the rock, and I don't even know how it all works or what the strategy is, but I mean, they're going pretty fast with those brooms sometimes, so I don't know if the endurance comes into play there. But I mean, other than that, curling just seems so much more of a kind of a mental and a strategic game.
Precision.
Not necessarily, it's not necessarily something where you got to have a lot of endurance, I wouldn't think, or strength. So it just doesn't make sense to me.
And I'm going to do PEDs in my cornhole league this summer.
Oh. We're going to have the FBI after you. and I saw they did say that the curling team, the Russian curling team, got bronze. But I did see that they actually are giving back the bronze medals now. So they've kind of admitted to it. But one of the reports I initially saw, the guy claimed that he thought that a teammate put something in his drink at a training event early on in the year. I guess because he thought that he was jealous because the teammate didn't get selected for the Olympics. So he was basically saying he was drugged, which is, you know, the Frank Solich approach. Like, oh, someone slipped something into my drink.
Yeah.
But
I don't know how I ingested that.
Yeah.
How did I end up going backwards on Union?
They decide to vacate medals in a weekend, but it takes the NCAA 5 years to decide to vacate a loss.
That's because curling's not a real sport.
But that's a little ridiculous.
Wow, our curlers are going to... Curling listening audience is going to be offended.
We could be the curling listening audience if we're not careful. Stick with the Olympic, not necessarily a scandal, but maybe a little bit of a scam. Mac, I know you were talking about it earlier. We had the Hungarian halfpipe skier, women's halfpipe skier, who kind of just scammed her way into the Olympics. And
yeah,
looking at her run, it looked like something legitimately that we could do. She barely cleared the top of the halfpipes, didn't do any tricks at all, and just kind of went all the way down. And she got all 30s across the board on her score, which I assume is the lowest you can get. Like if you don't
without
crash,
falling,
you
don't fall. Yeah.
And that's the thing is so when I saw this video the first time, I thought it was a joke video, because it wasn't the normal broadcasters.
Yeah.
And I thought that, you know, I thought maybe it was somebody just getting a feel for the half pipe, just kind of getting their marks on where they were going to be for their, I thought it was from a practice run.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I saw on the news story itself, I'm like, this is a real person that was actually competing in the Olympics.
Yeah.
And I'm blanking on her name right now.
Elizabeth
Swaney. She's from California. She went to Harvard. Her mother was born in Venezuela, so she was going to compete under the Venezuelan flag. And then in 2015, she switched to the Hungarian ski team. And she, being a Harvard grad, she found, I guess, an algorithm or a loophole where if you finished a certain number, at least top 30 in every world event, you would gain enough points for a country that doesn't have a good ski team.
Yeah.
She'd gain enough points to be, eligible for the Olympics. Yeah. So all she had to do was not crash.
And most of those events didn't have 30 participants.
Like 20. Yeah. 28 at the max usually.
Yeah.
So as long as she didn't crash and not get any points, she was good to go.
Right. Yeah.
Which is exactly what she did. Which, can you imagine the pressure, even though you're not doing anything? Like, if you're coming up on that last event and all you have to do is not crash, like, you better believe that I'm falling down.
Oh, yeah.
Like, right out of the gate. Like,
don't have the clutch gene.
Right. Yeah.
But it was interesting because I guess they were saying that, I think the top 25, 24, I guess, in the world were eligible for the Olympics.
Yeah.
But I guess they said you could have potentially some countries, like maybe the United States, where there are six, skiers in that top 24. Each country is only allowed to take four skiers, so that kind of helped her out too, because there are some people that are probably ranked higher than her that weren't eligible for the Olympics just because there were too many people from that country already. So if you're somebody from that one of those countries where, like, you're legitimately better and you actually can do this sport and you put your life's work into it and you don't get to go and you see her doing that, that's probably got to piss you off a little bit. Like, it's funny as a story to someone who isn't really emotionally or personally invested in it, but for one of the athletes in that women's half pipe, that's got to rub you a little bit of the wrong way.
Yeah. And they already came out and said that they're not investigating her, but they're going to eliminate any sort of loophole that can allow this kind of thing to happen again, because it's a copycat league, as we always say. So, but yeah, I mean, in not to. To get off of her topic so much, but I've seen that a lot with the figure skaters and maybe speed skating. But there were a couple different events I watched where they were competing under other flags, and they're like, he lives in California year round, but his father was born here, and that's the only way he knew he was going to be able to get into the Olympics, because he or she, whoever it was, I think it was there was a couple different people I've seen that on, but. Yeah, it's like it's the only way to get into the Olympics, so they find their way back to, which is good for them, but I also would be pissed if I was that Hungarian person that may have had a shot at being in the ski competition. But lucky for me, I wasn't blessed with any sort of skill where I might be in the Olympics someday. So
you never know.
Unless curling works out. Yeah, curling might work out. We'll
see. That's right. Wait, 2022. Yeah.
Where are those at? I know the summer in Tokyo.
No, Beijing, right? Is that right?
Again,
I
already?
Beijing. I thought Beijing was just the Summer Olympics.
They just had summer.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So yeah, they get winter too, apparently.
Okay.
So the one thing that I found, I guess, the most humorous about this story was during her actual run, listening to the announcers actually try and like take it seriously and like talk about her
that
technique.
Dude deserves.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Like, I'm like, is this dude? Because I kind of watched it like Mac did, where I thought it might have been like a cut up, and I was like, is this dude seriously like going play by play on this right now? Yeah. I mean, it's better than most NFL announcers.
Yeah, he's talking like, about how, you know, she was
remained
she was,
professional the whole time.
You know, being technically sound and wasn't getting a lot of air, but she was, you know, not making mistakes. And he tried to make it legit, which.
And at the end, he said, to show a little bit of a wild side, or I forget how he said it, like when she did that little half turn at the end.
Yep.
But. And that's what made me think that it was fake at first, because it didn't sound like the normal announcers I had heard prior to that event. And it also sounded like their voice was just like dubbed over. So it just, I thought it was, I mean, I legitimately thought it was a test run where they just had some guy that had a somewhat professional sounding voice, like doing like the voiceover for it.
I wonder how like the other skiers look at her.
Oh, they have
like,
to.
She's got to be like a pariah. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know how you go through world competitions and nobody doesn't say anything. Like,
it's I'm sure people have.
Sure they did.
I mean,
like, is she serious?
If this tried to podcast, I would talk shit to her the entire time.
Let's be honest.
Oh
though,
man, I know it's
she would finish ahead of us, because I think most of our podcasts could be considered crashes.
I know it's a different event, but. Maybe a little redemption for Lindsey Vonn, since she only got bronze. Maybe she can go beat the shit out of this chick.
Yeah.
You know, at the, whatever they call it, the craft services table and the Olympics. I'm sure they got an area where they can all eat and stuff.
Yeah.
Get a little cat fight. Maybe earn her dad's love back a little bit after his, did you guys see how he wasn't too thrilled about the bronze medal?
I saw a headline about that. I didn't see what he actually said.
Borrow like Elon's nine iron.
Like on Blades of Glory when he just unadopts him. He's been his dad for like 30 years.
Yeah, so poor Lindsay. She's taking back the bronze, but she can maybe take back a scalp of some American Hungarian chick on the way back.
It's as good as gold.
Yeah. That's what they always say.
She's blonde.
Hungarian scalps as good as gold.
So, Hefe, we heard that you had a little confession for us before our fantasy draft tonight.
Yeah, the blogs have been flying out of the back office of Mill Iron Sports, and, you know, this is going to put me in an unpopular opinion with all of you. You're gonna judge me quite a bit, but I disagree with Mac's blog that Whoppers with cheese are good. Whoppers with cheese are garbage.
You're a sociopath.
So you gotta kind of give us more information here. Are you just saying Whoppers in general are garbage and the cheese doesn't save them?
No,
or do you think
Whoppers,
it's better without
Whoppers
cheese?
It's better without cheese. Okay. Whoppers with cheese are garbage.
And you are an idiot. So
yeah, I mean, and this is putting me in the same, you know, with your holiday Reese's, but I just Whoppers with cheese are garbage.
I can respect Witt's opinion, though.
Well, yeah. Plus, I'm right.
I mean, I've never gotten a Whopper with cheese. Like, so
it's probably because they never asked you if you wanted cheese.
Yeah, Mac. Ever, Mac, run us through this story that happened to you the other day, real quick, from Burger King.
Okay, so I was on my way back from driving around with my windows up, enjoying how nice of a day it was.
You have to read the whole goddamn blog.
I went through the Burger King drive-thru. And on my way back
to
work.
You're not a regular Burger King.
I'm not a regular Burger King. I don't remember the last time I had Burger King for lunch.
Anybody's a regular Burger King.
Yeah, I was going to say, judging by the empty parking lot every day, I don't think many people go. I've been there for breakfast a couple times, which is their breakfast is fine. Like, you can't really go wrong with breakfast most places. It's a sausage biscuit sandwich at most places, or croissant, I think, is their big thing. But so I went through the drive-thru, and I figured, get the Whopper. And some chicken nuggets. Just give it a little bit of a well-balanced lunch on the way back to work. And I got back to my desk and I took a bite out of the Whopper and didn't taste right. Long story short, realized there was no cheese. Went to the internet, found out they don't put cheese on Whoppers. It's something you have to ask for separately. and I'm not a fan. I don't understand that. So if Burger King wants to call and apologize, they can hold their breath because I'm not going to listen. I don't think that you're a worthwhile organization if you don't put cheese on your signature burger.
No.
You would never see Ronald McDonald skimping on the cheese on his Big Mac. So Burger King, I'm sorry, but you're just never going to be in my lunch rotation. Yeah. And I know that hurts because people that know me know that I spend a ton of money on fast food for lunch every week. So
Burger King, you're officially boycotted by Natty Boys, and your only way out of it is to give us a little sponsorship money.
Yeah, and I will reconsider. And cheese.
And also, just kind of going back to an earlier discussion, we talked about the FBI investigation. I think with Hefe's little confession there, he's probably on some kind of FBI list because that is a complete sociopath move. And I'd watch your back there, Hefe. If you see a couple of black cars parking, you know, 20, 30 yards away, and they move every single time you move, you've got an FBI on your tail now.
And people that know me know that there's two things I take a strong stance on. It's cheese on burgers and sex offenders. And there should be a list for both of them.
Yeah.
And when I'm president...
And honestly, if you look at that Venn diagram, that middle section is probably pretty big because...
It's just a circle. It's a solid circle.
Yeah, exactly.
So, if we're being honest, you know, Hefe had his confession. I'll give you one, too. I've never had a Whopper before.
That's okay.
You're not missing out.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm not a Burger King guy. I don't go there ever.
I used to be a Burger King guy, but... Not anymore.
So, obviously, we all have some pretty strong feelings about our fast food, which kind of inspired our fantasy draft this week. We're all just going to go through and we're going to do a fantasy draft of our favorite fast food menu items. It could be past or present, so it doesn't have to be something that's in a current rotation. And to get things kicked off, I'm actually starting. And normally, going first is a good thing, but I feel like this is a tough one to start off with because I got to set the... tone. And
you got the number one overall pick.
Let's address the elephant in the room first.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, if we're doing a true fantasy draft of favorite fast food items, picks 1 through 4 are 4 cheese conies from Skyline. So nobody's going to pick, no one's going to pick Skyline. That's off the board with the understanding that that trumps all. So.
Ooh. That's.
sorry. That Obama's all. this is tough. Just like I said, I got to set the tone, and this might be a little bit of a cop out. It's not food necessarily, but my number one overall fast food item pick is going to be McDonald's Coke.
I figured.
Yeah, McDonald's Coke is magical. And actually, so on another podcast I listened to, I heard somebody said that it's because. Instead of delivering their syrup in bags or whatever they come from, McDonald's is in like steel containers.
It's pumped in. Yeah, it's the drums.
The straw, man. It's all about
because I don't use straws unless I'm like driving, and it always tastes the same to me.
Yeah.
McDonald's Coke's always tasted different to me because of the straw.
I never even thought of that as like a fast food item.
Well, it's an item at a fast food restaurant.
Yeah. No, I agree because it
that's
is
why
different.
I said I think it might be a little bit of a cop out, but yeah. I think it's my go to.
McDonald's Coke solid for sure.
Chick-fil-A Coke is also very good. Just FYI.
Yeah,
Chick-fil-A has cherry Coke too.
Cherry Coke's garbage.
Okay, we're back on the bad take train.
I feel like we're gonna have a lot of this in this fantasy draft.
All right, I got the second pick, and I am gonna take Big Mac. Minus the cheese.
you son of a bitch.
You motherfucker.
Minus the pickles. You can leave
minus
the cheese
pickles
on
pickles and minus the onions.
I'm not a pickles guy. Onions I can deal with. I would prefer it without them, but I can deal with onions.
My least favorite topping ever, it would be onions. Onions should only be consumed when they're deep fried.
Yes, that's pretty good.
Other instances of onions is trash.
I don't hate onions, but Big Mac wise, I go extra cheese and pickle. Like obviously the sauce too.
Did you guys see that they're doing like the Junior Mac and the
Grand Mac?
Yeah, Grand Mac.
The one thing I like to do is I get the double cheeseburger with mac sauce only sometimes, and that is really fucking good.
Nice.
Yeah, but
I've asked for that before it.
Don't get a Big Mac and eat it on the go. It's not an on-the-go sandwich.
No normal person tries to do that.
I think I've told you guys that story before. I was on the way to a friend's wedding, and I...
You're eating a Big Mac on the way to a wedding?
I ordered a quick bite to eat, because I had been working all day, and
I... That's not a bite to eat.
I unexpectedly ordered a Big Mac, and... It's like my wife's favorite story of me because I was like driving and I didn't know what to do with my hands because it was it was messy as hell.
But so what were you wearing?
I had a shirt and tie on.
Was there going to be food at this wedding?
Yeah, I'm fat.
No, it's the only wedding in the world that didn't serve any kind of food there.
Yeah, of course there was going to be food, but I needed like a pre-meal, like kind of like pre-gaming with beers.
Maybe if you were going to get like hammered, you could like, you know, line yourself with a little bit of food beforehand so the alcohol
DB
doesn't
gets
hit
it.
You enough.
DB
no,
gets it.
No, I'm not agreeing with you. I'm saying that that would be something I would do, although I wouldn't
plus,
get a Big Mac.
I wouldn't know a 10-piece nugget because there leaves more cracks for the liquid to fill.
I tried to go classic number two, the two cheeseburgers, french fry. Just a two cheeseburger meal, and I accidentally said number one. And
did you have a stroke?
I got a Big Mac.
No, I know numbers are hard, but I don't.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I was in a hurry. I
meant to order number two, but I said banana.
Yeah, you couldn't count that high, so you had to just go with the first number that you got to.
I was like, I'll take a number one, and then I got it, and I was like, oh, shit, I meant to get a number two.
You sure you weren't listening to Nelly, I Am Number One? And
yeah.
I think I was singing. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Jesus. Anyways, it was the messiest drive ever, and I did not get anything on my shirt, but I got damn close. It was
Jesus
messy.
Christ.
Hefe, you're something else, man, I swear.
It was messy.
My first pick is a rack of ribs on the way to a wedding. No, but my first pick, it was a menu item for a long time. Then it got taken off of the menu. But you can still get it most places, most locations. But sometimes they'll say, oh, we don't have that anymore. The chili cheese burrito from Taco Bell. Very simple.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you order it three out of the five times, it's not going to taste the same.
No.
Like, it's very weird. Yeah. It's like,
I don't know
how to put that in ratio.
Or...
Yeah. It's like sometimes they throw in a scoop of ground beef with it too. Or Yeah. So, but it's very good regardless. I've never really had one that I don't like.
And
but they just don't.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, they just don't always taste the same, but they're always good.
Yeah.
That's all that T-Bone gets when he goes to Taco Bell.
I honestly can't remember the last time I've had one of those. And usually it's because when I go to Taco Bell now, I order through the mobile app because I'm like, I'm just going to order, pay, then I don't have to sit there and add extra time in line. But it's not a menu item, so you can't order through the app.
Which sucks. I know. I hate that. And it was, they put it back on the board at our location nearest mine and Hefe's house.
You guys probably
ordered because of me. They're like, we're tired of this fat ass always ordering this. But it still wasn't on the mobile app.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Shame.
I love the chili cheese burrito. That was 100% on my list.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious. Yes. With my first pick, I'm going to stick with McDonald's and I'm going to go McDouble. But it has to have the Mac sauce. That was one of my favorites all through college.
Don't try to get back in my good graces.
The McDouble with Mac sauce is amazing.
It is good.
Now, quick question. Do you take, this is a little gross, but do you take all the other sauces off? Like just Mac sauce? Have you ever gotten it with Mac sauce plus ketchup and mustard?
No, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I did that on an accident once and it was delicious.
How do you always accidentally order stuff at McDonald's?
Because I'm fat. I don't say things. I just get excited for food.
I feel like fat people a lot can go through a drive-thru and order a normal order without forgetting to say a number
then.
Or...
You're not fat then.
No, this isn't fat.
We need
this
to get you little business cards that like...
Yeah.
Like nothing as serious as a medical bracelet saying that you have a disability of any sort, but like just like talk slow to me. Like hand it to them when you walk up to the...
No, I'm hungry. Give me my fucking
me
food.
Sure.
I don't care how it's prepared. I just want it.
If you don't see an adult within 10 feet of me, please call this number.
That's right. I kick ass at Waffle House because they got pictures.
I'm starting to get convinced that like Hefe just is getting someone else's food on accident and not realizing it.
Have you ever accidentally ordered a salad?
He doesn't stop at the sign. He just drives up and takes whatever they
pay it forward.
Like, I don't know how they knew what I wanted. I didn't want it, but I was
it was just sitting on the counter. Well, I did that. Another story. I did that to your one of your siblings back in the old days. I ate her salad at a restaurant, and they asked me if I got salad, and I said no.
Yeah. Like, do I look like I would order in a salad?
Why'd you eat it then? Because it was put in front of me.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, you got to spell things out for Jefe. So, jeez.
with my second pick. I'm going to go with the curly fries from Arby's, but they have to have a cheese cup with them.
To dip
in cheese.
Yeah, I think they're good with cheese. I typically don't eat them with the cheese, but that was definitely on my list too. Arby's curly fries are awesome. Possibly the best fries in the fast food game. I think Arby's curly fries or McDonald's fries. I think McDonald's fries are pretty good. But
you can buy them at the store too.
Can you?
Still not the same.
Yeah.
They're good, but they're not.
Pretty damn
good.
Are they actually Arby's brand at the store?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. You can get Arby's curly fries, Rally's fries. You can get. So my next item, and this is a little tip of the hat to T-Bone, but I love it as well, the Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich. But I usually get it plain with American cheese only on it.
Yep.
And it turned out, and this is where Hefe and I differ, I guess, but the reason I got it plain the first time was because I was driving. I was trying. I would like a Baconator, but instead of a Baconator, can I just get a chicken sandwich? I got the spicy chicken sandwich, but I knew it would be messy if I had all the stuff on it when I was driving. So I ordered it plain and realized it's actually pretty good. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to get really crazy and go ask for a slice of cheese on it. So I would definitely recommend that anytime you. And I don't know how it is. They must sell them so much because they're always fresh. Like, no matter what, like, you never get one that you can tell has been sitting around for a while.
Right. Fresh, never frozen.
That's right.
It's not, like, super spicy.
I'm kind of hoping they freeze their chicken. I know beef's probably okay.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that breaded chicken is not.
That's my Wendy's go-to, though.
Yeah, same here. I don't get Wendy's too often, but it's a solid pick.
If they don't freeze any of their shit, I'm going to have to rethink my my fish sandwich on Friday during Atlanta there. This Alaskan cod has never been frozen.
All through Atlanta.
Alaskan cod driven 3,000 miles without freeze.
Yeah.
My next item is actually a breakfast item. I'm going with the McGriddle.
Okay.
Because there's, if I'm choosing a place to eat in the morning, it's going to be a McDonald's McGriddle.
Yep.
My wife likes to go to IHOP or, you know, someplace with delicious pancakes and stuff. I'm going McGriddle 100% every single time over that.
So what's your go-to McGriddle?
I get sausage, egg, and cheese.
That's one that always used to be my go-to until they came out with the chicken McGriddle.
That's so good.
And the chicken McGriddle is actually one that I had on my list as well because that changed my life. It's basically I'm a late comer to the whole chicken and waffles game in general, but once I had it, it was an amazing combination. And the chicken McGriddle the chicken McGriddle is basically your fast food version of chicken and waffles. It's amazing.
That's one of the ones that I haven't tried yet. I've tried bacon. But I have not tried the chicken yet. So, do they put egg on it, or is it just chicken?
Just
and
chicken.
Cheese?
Just chicken.
No cheese.
Not even cheese.
Just chicken in the McGriddle, like bun thing, whatever it is, little pancakes.
And that's all you need.
That is the absolute greatest hangover food is a McGriddle and a McDonald's Coke.
McDonald's Coke. Yep.
And like I also throw sausage biscuit with cheese.
Yeah, and I was
nice and greasy.
One thing I got onto for a while at McDonald's with their breakfast was the steak, egg, and cheese bagel.
Oh,
I'm a fan.
Steak, egg, and cheese bagel.
I'm a fan
no
of
onions.
That also.
Yeah, no onions. Yes, agreed.
Because the onions on that are nasty.
Yeah. I think they're
disagree.
Gross, but
disagree.
So my next pick, it's pretty much the right along the lines of Mac's last pick, but it's the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken sandwich, and I get it with no pickles, and I add American cheese. And if I'm getting it, if I'm eating in the restaurant or if I get it or through the drive-thru and eat it at home, I will take a packet of the Chick-fil-A sauce and throw it on there because I think Chick-fil-A sauce may be my single favorite condiment ever. It's
so good.
Amazing. Yeah. So the throwing Love that it. On the spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A is it's phenomenal.
Yep.
And then going back around to the third round, I've got a lot of items on my list that haven't been taken. I'm going to go with, so this is something that's not on their menu anymore. They have a replacement for it, but I don't think it's as good. The McDonald's chicken selects, when they came out, those I got them religiously. And that's when I first got introduced to the McDonald's spicy buffalo sauce, which is still my go-to sauce there. Right now they have their homestyle chicken tenders, whatever they call them.
Yeah, I think they're called homestyle. Are they called homestyle selects or not just homestyle selects. Tenders?
Yeah, I think they're just tenders. And those are decent, but they're nowhere near the level of the chicken selects to me. And I when seeing Mike McDonald's reasoning behind like why they got rid of the selects and what's different about these is they talked about how they're kind of committed to a higher quality, a better product. But, I mean, I feel like they're a step down from the the selects, and maybe as it is because it is better, and I like the cheap shit, but I love the selects.
I agree, nice. Those were good. I was bummed when they were taken off.
Plus, the biggest box of the selects were always a 2-sticker item in McDonald's Monopoly.
Yeah, that's so key. Nice. That is key.
Yep. My next pick is from Taco Bell. It is the chicken quesadilla. I was kind of torn between the chicken quesadilla and the chicken quesarita, which are very similar, but I'm going with the quesadilla because I think the quesarito might be a like limited time item. Yeah. And I get a quesadilla like every single time I go to Taco Bell.
I think the quesarito is when they made a full time. Okay. Cause it was always one of my go-tos. It still is usually. And honestly, I get just the ground beef quesarito.
Really?
And I mean, I think that's great. From a quesadilla standpoint, I always get the steak quesadilla there. I've never gotten their chicken one. And
I used to bounce back and forth, but one time I got it and it tasted like they just took like Jack Link's beef jerky and put it on it.
Yeah, sometimes so I was like,
I'm gonna if it's been sitting around too long, it can get kind of rough.
And I think it's the quesadilla sauce that they put on is what is the selling point for me. Everything. Yeah. Whatever that tangy sauce is, it's amazing.
I made it one time. I found it online on how to make it.
Nice.
And it was pretty close. It called for some weird stuff that you wouldn't expect to be in it, but it's like jalapeno like stuff in it.
I've seen it at the store before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know all that stuff in the taco section for Taco Bell. I think they sell the quesadilla sauce.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, for my last one, I've got a couple here, but I'm going to go with one that it's underrated. A lot of people use it as drunk food, but I'll eat it when I'm not drunk because I think it's that good. And it's White Castle cheeseburgers.
Mm-hmm.
Those are so good, and especially if you get them at the right time, they can be so just the perfect, like hit the spot.
Yep.
I like a lot of times like on the weekends during red season, if there's a day game, if I've already had Skyline either earlier that day or planning on getting it later on or something, I'll use White Castle as my, you know, quick go grab some food because it's not too far from my house. Mm-hmm. And it's just something you can sit there and eat 5 or 6 of and just, you know.
Yeah.
Marathon eat, I guess is the right word.
Yeah.
I like stuff that can get me like through a couple innings of baseball instead of being like, oh, there went my quesadilla from Taco Bell. Yeah. Like, now I'm done.
3 bites.
Plus, with White Castle, since the burgers are so small, you could end up eating like twice as much actual food that you would get at like McDonald's or somewhere, but still feel good about yourself because, like, oh, these are just real tiny little burgers.
They're just tiny.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
How are you feeling about the onions on those, Woody?
I go no pickles, no onions. I'm a big cheese only guy at a lot of places.
Onions.
Sometimes, like I'll do like McDonald's burgers, I'll do ketchup and mustard. You know, other places if it's like a fancier restaurant, I'll do like lettuce and tomato and shit. But I don't do onions and I don't do pickles.
A little tip out there: I did it when I was really drunk one time, and thought, "Hey, I'm gonna give this a shot," and Then I tried it again when I was sober, and it is good. Sometimes I'll put some of the spicy mustard from White Castle on the cheeseburgers, and it's pretty good. Hmm. And so, same ketchup can be good on it sometimes too.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the end of the day, I like them plain, yep. or not plain, but without, you know, ketchup or mustard mm-hmm. or anything. But
yeah.
if you're looking to spice it up a little bit, you can go that route.
Yeah.
Wrapping it up, I'm going to stick with the same place, just cause I feel like we spent a lot of time here, in our days back in, Mac and Witte's neighborhood. We would venture out here quite a bit in White Castle's, and I'm going to go with specifically a sack of cheese sticks. White Castle's cheese sticks are like my favorite thing ever. I always feel awful after I eat White Castle's the next day, but it's so delicious. And yes, bringing in the cheeseburgers with it. I like the double cheeseburgers. And then
no cheese, though?
A sack of cheese. Yeah, no, I definitely do cheese on those.
Double cheeseburger, hold the cheese.
And then I always get a sack of cheese sticks to go with my burgers.
Extra marinara.
Extra, that's, yes. DB
that's the
knows.
Problem. They don't. Yep. They don't put. They don't you put enough marinara in the bag.
Always have to ask for extra.
Motherfuckers.
I'll crush.
There's
the cheese
10 cheese sticks in
marinara.
A stat and a sack. You need at least 3 marinaras.
I'm a big no marinara guy.
Yeah, I'll crush them without it. Yeah.
I'm a big sauces guy.
I am also.
Not a big
so honorable mentions, the really the only one that I had that really didn't get picked was Wendy's chicken nuggets.
Yeah,
I'm a fan.
If they were still had spicy chicken nuggets,
yeah.
I would
yeah,
throw
they,
them on there.
I like their spicy. The nuggets I had on my list were the old Burger King chicken nuggets. Those used to be right. awesome, and now
shaped
they're
like crowns.
Yeah, or even just like the when they were like not special shape, they were just kind of like a it was kind of a long like. Skinny thing. It wasn't like a little like mm-hmm. regular nugget shape. It was kind of like a
oh yeah
a little bit thicker quite a, version you know. Of the chicken fries basically. But,
yeah, I know what you mean. It looked like a finger got chopped
yeah,
off and deep fried.
Pretty much. I don't know why they got away from those because I thought those were great and they had like a almost a little bit of a spice to them and
yeah.
And the nuggets they have now it just basically tastes like they got the frozen like Tyson chicken nuggets that you can get at the grocery
yeah.
store.
I had a couple honorable. I had a couple honorable mentions. They no longer offer it, but the Pizzone from Pizza Hut. That's what started my addiction to calzones that led into college when we found out that Deepy Dough existed. I also had McDonald's chicken nuggets. I had the beefy nacho grillers from Taco Bell.
Yeah,
it's like a hand.
I was going to say.
It's basically like cheese and chips and beef and a little like.
We probably could have done an entire fantasy draft just on Taco Bell menu.
Oh, yeah.
There's
oh, yeah.
so
definitely.
Many on there.
Yep.
And then I had McChickens from McDonald's.
Those
mayonnaise only for me because I don't like the shredded lettuce.
Yeah.
Because I'm fat.
He's like the bang of the McChicken sandwich.
My three honorable mentions were all chicken. I got the spicy tenders from Popeyes. I had the... just Cane's chicken tenders. And the dark horse is Long John Silver's chicken.
Nice.
It's because it's breaded the same way that they bread their fish. So it's got a little bit of a different texture and flavor. So I really like it. And I enjoy those.
You bringing up Cane's makes me think of their Texas toast.
That's on my list is their toast.
That was
their
too.
Fries yeah. even are delicious.
I put them as my backup on my cane under my Cane's category just in case someone took tenders.
Yep.
Their toast is so good. I don't know how they do it. I give
ridiculous.
No slaw extra toast.
So
even though,
fluffy
yep.
and
yep.
Yeah, yep. it's amazing.
Yeah, so their toast was one of my honorable mentions. I also had the Frisco Melt from Steak and Shake.
Yes, that's good.
I'm
yes.
a fan. Nice.
And the KFC Famous Bowls, which is just
that's what I was getting ready to say.
Everything mixed all into one. Mashed potatoes, mm-hmm. gravy, corn, cheese, chicken. Those are awesome.
When those came out the summer of our junior year, I feel like we went there like a couple times a week.
Yeah.
I ate two. I've eaten two in one sitting before and felt awful afterwards, but they're so good.
Do they still have those on the menu?
I'm not sure. I've been to KFC in forever.
The concept of them was so nasty, but it was so good. And they put the cheese on top and everything.
Yep.
God, they were so good.
Yep.
Very good.
Yeah, I definitely have the strongers to hit up like 3 or 4 drive throughs at once right now. So.
Yep.
Yeah, I think this is a bad idea.
So we like to end every show by telling you what we're looking forward to this weekend. I'll start it off. I am going to the Cyclones game Saturday night. One of my friends is having a birthday party, so we got a suite up top. There will be some appetizers and some free drinks. That's what I'm looking forward to. Yeah. Also, Friday morning, I might go see Black Panther. I'm off work Friday, so
Very nice.
That might be an excursion. So I got a couple things to look forward to. Oh, and Thursday night, I'm going to the UConn-UC basketball game. So that already happened last night. Last night.
You got a full slate.
I do. It was awesome. UC kicked ass.
Yeah.
I got a big weekend coming up.
Sounds like it.
What are you looking forward to, Jefe?
I don't have anything yet, man, and that's kind of awesome. Like, I just want to relax this weekend.
Jefe has nothing to look forward to in life.
I feel like I've Jesus. I feel like I've done a lot the last couple weekends, and I'm just kind of excited to take it easy.
You had your big Super Bowl party everybody was invited to.
Yeah, me and 2 other people.
Yeah.
But no, I'm just excited to kind of relax. It sounds like it's going to be kind of a gross weekend. I think it's supposed to rain all weekend, but yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of excited to hang outside, play a little Fortnite.
Like, we're going to hang outside in the rain?
No, I said hang inside.
You said outside. I thought you said outside.
I'm just excited
to hang inside and play a little Fortnite. I mean, that's honestly, I don't have anything big planned. I'm kind of excited because it's been kind of a crazy couple weekends. Birthday and all that, it's been busy.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday last week.
Hey, happy birth month.
Thanks, man.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be in Athens, Ohio this weekend. So
lucky
going up to tear up the street.
What the hell?
This is going to be my spoiler alert. This is going to be what I'm looking forward to next week, too. Because I got 2 weeks in a row coming up. So
it's dangerous.
2 weekends. I know. I'm like an Army Reserve. I'm doing my weekends away. I'll be in Athens this weekend. There's a new food place up there that I kind of want to check out. I've been seeing a lot of people on Twitter talk about it. It's called Chicken and Waffle. I think it's essentially chicken sandwiches with waffle, like as the bread.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it a shot, I think, if I can find it. If I can, you know, function enough to get to it.
Yeah.
So I'll be up there. Plus, OU's hockey team is their host in there, the CAHL or whatever it is that they're in, whatever their division is for the club hockey team. They're in the playoffs this weekend, and if they make it to the semifinal, I think it is Saturday afternoon, so I'll probably go to that too. So
nice.
Yeah, I'm just gonna roam the streets of Athens and be the creepy old dude getting really drunk at all the bars. So
so I got a couple of things I'm looking forward to. One is something that actually happened on Wednesday that I probably won't get around to watching until over the weekend, and that's the women's hockey gold medal game between USA and Canada. USA dropped the preliminary rounds against Canada in a pretty close one. So no spoilers. Nobody tell me what happens because I'm going to be a few days behind on the DVR. But I'm excited to see if USA can finally get over that hump and get the gold medal there. The other thing I'm looking forward to doing is taking my 20-month-old daughter and throwing her into a pool. Because we're doing some, I guess not swim lessons, cause I think she's too young for swim lessons, but swim classes at the Y. So, that should be fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's coming up on our list too. We're going to try to do that and try to make sure she doesn't, not to steal your thing or anything, but our kid loved the pool last summer.
Right.
So this summer we want her to have fun in it where she can actually swim around.
Yep, same here.
Cause she's 5 months younger than your daughter, so
mm-hmm.
And then I think maybe before you know it, they'll be playing Marco Polo and doing some pretty sick dives off the edge of the pool and everything.
Watch me cannonball.
Yeah.
Ooh, I did forget Elimination Chambers this weekend.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey will be
Ronda Rousey's signing her contract, so I am excited. That is what I'm looking forward to. See, I found something.
There you go.
Oh, Heffy does have a reason to live.
Yeah,
not really,
it's Ronda Rousey.
All right,
Ronda Rousey's.
Yep. So yeah, thanks for checking out the show, and we'll see you next week.
We won't see you next week, probably.
Bye.